Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Courtside tonight, but up here at the Hanover Horton, we get into the booth, the corner booth here. Great viewpoint for the game, save for this one pillar in the middle that sort of makes me have to lean side to side at times during the game, but we're excited to be here at Hanover Horton High School. Additionally, I want to mention both Hanover Horton and Columbia Central Schools are sponsors on the broadcast tonight as well, supporting their respective schools out here on the hardwood as we get Friday night basketball in. Always a good scene here at Hanover Horton. The gym will be full and rocking, and there's two pretty good teams.
Yeah, and Steve, I always like being here, and we talk about every time we're here, it feels like it's the Cameron Indoor of the Cascades
right.
in Jackson County. Now, outside of this pillar, and you and I may be banging heads if we're both trying to No, it's great to be here. See, I say at the Cameron Indoor, the man that started all, Chad Mortimer, over in the corner. I mean, we're talking legends here, Steve.
Yeah, legend.
You and Mortimer, crowd. Both in the same gym.
It's happened more times than anyone cares to know. Yeah, it's just cool to be here with a couple good programs, and I think this is going to be a stretch of the year where consecutively we start to see it shake out who really is the top notch in the Cascades Conference. We saw last week a Michigan Center-Grass Lake matchup that went maybe different than you might have anticipated. Grass Lake coming out on top in a close one there. That's one where maybe if it's in the Michigan Center, Jim goes the other way. So I like that there's close games like that, that it's a tight league, and this could be one of those tonight. Hanover Horton comes in 7-5 on the season, 6-2 in the league, and I think that 7-5 is a little bit misleading because their losses are on the road. They have not lost in this gym yet. They're 3-0 at home. That means out of a 7-5 record, they played three home games. So you anticipate road losses possibly. Then you add in that their losses come to an undefeated Onsted team in their gym, an undefeated Grass Lake team in their gym, neutral courts against Marshall and Western, who are both much bigger schools than Hanover Horton, and then you throw in Jonesville on the road, and that's maybe the only bad loss out of that. And not that you have any good losses, but that's one that you can't really go, well, it's understandable, you know, maybe they should beat Jonesville, but that's part of this league being kind of having some parity at the top.
Yeah, and Steve, like you said, three home games out of 12.
Yeah.
That's road warrior stuff right there. But yes, we talk about the Cascades. Cascades West right here are two leaders.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's going to be eight other people on the floor, but how about this one-on-one matchup that we have today, too, of just talented kids looking to break some records.
Luke Soper, Derek Sanders is kind of what I was looking for. That's if you were doing a graphic on television, those two are the photos that would be shown on that versus matchup coming up when you're previewing it, when you're promoing it, and for good reason. And this is not just that these are one-man teams, by no means. Matter of fact, both teams would attribute their success to finding depth and having good play across the board. But with these two players, like you said, the record books being rewritten at both of these schools, we got an update from our stat guy here at Hanover Horton that Luke Soper needs 146 points the rest of the year, so likely to unseat Jeremy File as the leading scorer in school history. He's also looking to break a career rebounding record that was set in 1972. He needs 75 more rebounds. Looks like he's on pace for that in a few weeks. He's averaging about 13 a game. And then he needs 6 3-pointers to have the all-time record for that, too. And he might get that tonight.
He might.
He could.
And talking records, how about Derek Sanders on the other side for Columbia? If my information is right, I want to say 32 points away from Columbia's career scoring record. So.
Yeah, big game tonight, and he's the all-time leading scorer of that school, too. So there's definitely a little bit of history that's going to be made this year for both of these schools. From some players who have definitely earned it, Luke Soper's been a star out there. He's been the guy you had to watch for against Hanover Horton since he's a freshman. Kind of the same story for Sanders at Columbia Central. And I think he's probably very excited because this is kind of a year he must have been looking forward to. My senior year, we're going to have all the right pieces in place. This is when we can make a run. They're coming in 9-2 on the year, 7-1 in the league. And that's a great start for Columbia Central. They're coming off a big win against their rival Napoleon. 59-19 was the score in that one. A little bit of a runaway there. They do have a couple losses. One is to that very good Grass Lake team, and that looks like a little bit of a blip almost from what I saw. You know, I'm going to throw that one out for them and say they'll get another chance at Grass Lake, and that might go a different way. And then 52-41 loss to Tecumseh, who's, again, a much larger school than them. So, while I don't like to necessarily justify those losses, it makes sense in this. As always with high school basketball, yeah, you'd like to win. You want to win your league. You want to win those titles. But you want to be playing your best basketball when the tournament comes around. And I think both of these teams are kind of primed to do that, battling with some injuries and illnesses. If they can be at full strength come March, they're going to be at – you're not going to want to see these guys.
So what you're saying, too, we have two of the best teams in the Cascades, two of the best players in the Jackson area. And if that's not enough, how about Derek Sanders? Used to go here. He used to wander these halls. He was here and his brothers were great players here at Hanover. So just in case there was any more incentive needed.
If we needed to write up any more storylines. Yeah. It's almost like we scripted it this
way. We're making this up. You're making most of this up.
It's almost like we knew when we made the schedule that this might have some of those implications at this game. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back, look at the starting lineups, get you closer to tip-off. The Hanover Horton Comets, Columbia Central Golden Eagles, right here live on 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399979.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Hi, this is Jim Baker, Superintendent of Columbia Schools. At Columbia Schools, we offer an educational opportunity for every student and every learner. Our education includes progressive STEM-friendly technology implemented into the curriculum. There is STEM coursework at every level, including the Options Alternative Program. Our STEM education is just another reason your child should be a Golden Eagle. Columbia School District, empowering learners, achieving success. Find us online at myeagles.org.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, our game tonight brought to you by Hanover Horton Schools. Glad to be here in the gymnasium. And I was here for some volleyball tournaments a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe longer. Time flies, Brian, but that new gym they built is pretty fantastic, too. Great things going on here at Hanover Horton Schools. Even heard former superintendent John Denny might be tuned in tonight for the action. So,
right.
Shout out to John. Always helped us out over here, make sure our broadcast could be good.
I wonder if he's close enough to where he can bring us a Comet dog.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't know if that's a thing with basketball.
One of our all-time greatest food deliveries was at a football game out here at Hanover Horton.
Oh, that's right. I haven't forgotten it, nor has my stomach.
We're only a couple minutes away from tip-off here, and let's go to Brian Haynes for the starting lineups tonight.
Well, Steve, let's start with the visiting Golden Eagles from Columbia Central, and they are starting junior Carter Simpson, junior Nolan Scheel, senior Jack Gordon, senior Derek Sanders, and the lone sophomore tonight, Trent Troyer, who Coach Crawford has told us has been a huge lift for this team, somebody he didn't know was going to be a contributor, but due to injuries, and there's five guys missing from this Columbia roster.
Yeah.
And Trent Troyer, sophomore, is one of the guys that has stepped up.
Sounds like they've got a lot of contribution from guys that were unexpected, but that's part of their the reason they're off to a successful start to the season, despite injuries, having some depth in the roster, and that comes from having a complete program that, you know, cares about players all the way down to the middle school level and beyond, so that when they get up there into the varsity, they can contribute.
Yeah, I think we're going to hear from David Munro, another sophomore that's going to be quick off the bench that's been giving them a good lift, too.
And I think you and I both like the game of Andrew Hosmer, who's now a senior. He's not a guy who ends up in the starting lineup, but every time we've seen him, he comes out and produces defensively, rebound-wise, and just plays a tough game out there as a guy off the bench.
He's an enforcer.
No doubt about it. Well, how about for the Hanover Horton Comets?
Well, Hanover is going to start a couple sophomores themselves, including sophomore Brody Bialy, senior Luke Soper, sophomore J.J. Russ, senior Brady Tamlin, and junior Channing Hall.
Dipping into all the classes there just about. But, of course, we talked about Luke Soper. He's an interesting skill set for a guy who goes about 6'5", left-hander, and we like the aesthetics of the jumper. He fits that bill for us. But a guy who can shoot the three, again, he's 6'3" away from being the all-time leader at the school. But at that size, he also does a lot of, like, ball handling and point guard responsibilities for the Comets, too. So it's a matchup difficulty.
It sure is. And you know what? That's a hard guy to coach, even when you're his coach, because it's tough when your best rebounder is also your best distributor and your best shooter. Like, you want to clone him and say, hey, pass it to yourself.
and then kick it back out to yourself.
But
kind of a Nikola Jokic guy out there who, you know, he's not going to come down here and outrun, you know, run the floor on you. He's going to come out and play, make the right plays a lot, knock down shots that you don't think he should knock down, and play a solid game, give you some defense and rebounding too, like you said. Maybe a couple block shots. He gets everywhere.
And, Steve, another solid player, John Walbaum, hurt his ankle early in the season, has not played, still is not playing.
Yeah.
So I always hate to see a senior, any senior, missing out on the senior year. I hope John has a chance, maybe it sounds like, of maybe coming back real late in the season. So we'll hope to see John.
Yeah, maybe some additional late season depth for the Comets coming back. And I know he was a guy who I feel like a year ago they said, you know, he was a surprise contributor. Yeah. They weren't sure what they were going to get out of him, and then he came out and got himself into the starting lineup. So, yeah, missing some talent on the Comets roster. Well, let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll be back with the starting lineups on the floor and our tip-off here. Comets and Golden Eagles here on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
It's always a great day to be a Comet. From our thriving fine arts programs with band, choir, and art offered to grades K through 12, to engineering classes at the middle and high school, and successful athletic programs, Hanover Horton Schools offer a special way for every student to channel their creativity. All this with a welcoming environment and caring teachers and staff ready to help every student reach their full potential. For more information, visit hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, building a brighter future, one student at a time. Go Comets!
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the pregame, and they are introducing the starting lineups down on the floor. Game coverage tonight brought to you by Columbia Central, the Golden Eagles. I think a lot of good stuff happening out in their school district. They really love their robotics team, and they've only been participating for a short time, and they've already been to the national tournament, so they got some good stuff working in that.
You and I
area.
Need to do a robotics match.
Like dancing the robot? I'm pretty good on that one.
You have moves. I like the two student sections today, too. The Hanover student section brought out the old newspapers. You know that trail? Like they're
turn their back on the introduction of the opposite team.
Yep. Love the small-town disrespect.
Yep. Love it on especially if it's good natured. We don't want to, you know, sometimes it gets a little testy, but yeah, like if they're far enough apart, the whole length of the court here between them, so.
You know, I had made mention about this being the Cameron Indoor of Cascades. I tell you what, it is difficult when you shoot free throws into that student section and they're all waving things, and it's just something we don't see around here.
It's true. This is sort of unique in the area. We're getting ready to tip it up, and in the circle here, Luke Soper jumping it up. And he's going up against Jack Gorton, and the Golden Eagles get the tip, get right into work in the half court. It's Carter Simpson gives it up into the corner and dribbling into the high post, trying to go high-low. Was Trent Troyer has it knocked away, and it's stolen away by the Comets. Setting up the offense for Hanover Horton, Channing Hall goes to the right wing. Coming up to get it is J.J. Russ. Now cut the baseline. Soper, as easy a look as he's going to get all night. Great cut, great pass, 2-0 Comets.
You can't lose track of him that like that. He can score on his own just fine.
Yeah. Little zone defense here by the Comets into the corner, and Sanders going to get open looking at a triple, and he knocks it down. So right away, the two big names get the first two buckets in this 3-2 Golden Eagles.
Like I said, he's made that shot in this gym many a time, I bet, as he was here earlier.
Keeler brings it over right corner for Hall, getting it out to the top. Excuse me, for Bialy. Now cut again. Soper making a good cut. They try to feed him. It's knocked away. Now going baseline and blocked is Keeler. Or excuse me, Channing Hall, rather. And it's turned over, going the other way. Sanders. Tough shot there, missed. Rebounded by Gorton. Looking to go back up, and he gets too short. Short-armed it there in the paint, and the Comets clear it. Still 3-2 Eagles. Comet ball, Soper will bring it over to the midline.
Yeah, Gorton is one of my favorite rappers. Too Short.
On the floor is Tamblyn getting down to Soper on the block, and he's able to put it up with that left hand and finish. Good soft touch by Soper. Using that size well, too. 6:20 to play first quarter, 4-3 Comets.
Steve, that's twice where Soper's just gotten the ball right in front of the rim, and that just can't happen.
Working around the perimeter, Sanders off the dribble from the wing, has to scoop it back out, going to get called for traveling. Shuffled the pivot foot just enough. Officials right on top of it. 4-3 Comets with the ball back, bringing it up the floor is Channing Hall. Hall gives it up to Soper, gets an open look for three and knocks it down. Sanders chasing, got a hand up, but not enough to disrupt Soper. Make it 5 threes left to become the all-time leader.
Yeah, he took the words out of my mouth.
7-3 Comets right now at home, 5:48 to play first quarter. Golden Eagles ball from the wing. Working it around the perimeter, ends up with Gorton's hand on the right wing, back to the top for Scheel. Now into the corners, they get it down to Destroyer, now getting down on the block, and Gorton with a nice finish, getting down low. Both teams have been patient at working that ball around and getting a couple good, real good looks, point blank range, Brian. 7-5, Comets lead by two.
I remember us liking Gorton last year, just a big body, solid player.
Yep. Up to the top here for Hall, now on the cut. Tamlin gets into the paint, scoops it to Hall, going to get an open lane, into the air, block! Went up and challenged and stayed in bounds. Good block and recovery and fast break here for the Eagles. Had a momentary numbers advantage. Give it up. Screen by Gorton on the roll. It's knocked away by the Comets. Turnover going the other way. Soper, right wing into the corner there. Logan Fowler on the floor now for, wrong side. Bradley Bielli. Out the top is Hall. Cut for Tamlin. Right wing Soper. Sanders denying him out there. Made it tough for Soper to get a shot up. Good cut, though, and they get an open look in the corner. Three-pointer goes up, no good. Rebounded Comets. Sweeping through there is Russ up to the top. And Soper's going to get a momentary look. That's all he needs to get the three off. Missed it. Rebounded by the Eagles. 7-5 Comet lead. Now Columbia Central from the wing. Scheel off the dribble pull-up. Deep two early in the possession. Not a great shot. Rebounded by the Comets. Gorton gave it his best effort to extend the possession, but it goes back to the Henry Horton side. 4 minutes to play first quarter. 7-5 lead for the Comets.
Steve Hanover's always looking to go back door. You got to be aware of that.
Yeah, they've burned him a couple times on it now already. Bielli out at the top. Goes to the high post for Soper. Back to the basket. Sanders really physical with him. Soper able to take it. Gets a pretty good jump hook up. Missed it, though. Rebounded by Columbia Central. Little forced on the shot. Penetration skip out. Sanders pump fakes from three. Now he goes off the dribble into the air. Down on the floor, and a blocking foul called against Tamblyn. Yeah. Official had a better look at it than we did, but he looked like he was there early. Sanders go to the free throw line.
Yeah, that looked like one where if it was college or there was the circle, maybe you could see. But in high school, that's not a rule. And Tamblyn looked like he was set up waiting for Sanders.
Sanders at the free throw line. In front of that, Comet student section knocks it down. 3:33 to play first quarter, 7-6, a one-point game. And we can tie it up here with Derek Sanders at the free throw line. We get our first bit of substitution going in. Jack Wooster back on the floor now for the Comets. I say back on the floor because I remember him from last year.
Since last year, he's back.
Sanders hits them both, and we're tied at 7. Comet ball. They'll give it into Bielli to bring it up the floor. Works it over right side from the wing. That's Wooster. Top of the key. And Britton Sales. And now a knockaway, and it goes off the Comet player's hands. Chance for Columbia Central to take an advantage.
I feel like Columbia did a better job that time defensively of being aware of where these cuts were going to come from. You got to communicate.
Derek Sanders coming out the screen for Scheel. Waves him off. Now goes to the right wing. Sanders off the dribble. Pump fake, no good. Missed the shot. Gets his own rebound and the putback a little closer. He gets it to go, and it's a 9-7. Golden Eagle lead here, under three to play in the first quarter.
That's how you become a team, a school's leading scorer of all time, by following your shot and getting boards and putting that back in.
Sanders matched up against Soper here in the half court for the Comets. Left wing and takes time for an open three and missed it. That was Jack Wooster missed the shot. Goes off of the Comets player on the rebound attempt, and it'll be Columbia Central ball. 37 left in the
deep,
first.
Deep shot from Wooster just coming off the bench.
Yeah, they kind of just left him there, and he decided to take it. Try it out. Right wing now, Monroe. Down to Gorton in the paint. He works his way in there slowly, gets a shot up. Had a mismatch down there against Wooster. Missed the shot with the left hand, rebounded by the Comets, rather. 9-7, they trail with 2:14 to play in the first. Soper gets a screen on Sanders. Defender jumps out. Sanders gets the loose ball, takes it down. Two in, stuff, and that's going to quiet the Comet crowd and energize these Columbia Central fans that made the trip. 11-7 lead for the Golden Eagles. Now another steal. No. Loose ball, and right now it goes on the sideline. They're going to call it off the Eagles, but right there, two plays in a row, and you said even the play before that, Brian, it looks like Columbia's kind of getting a sense of the rhythm of the Hanover Horton offense and jumping in those passing lanes a lot more.
Yeah, they're on a 6-0 run right now. We said this was more than just a one-on-one battle, but as of right now, Derek Sanders with 9 and Luke Soper with 7.
Soper's got it now at the top for the Comets. Going off the dribble against Sanders. Gets into the air and missed it. Rebound attempt off his hands and out of bounds. And that's a couple shots that feel a little forced for Soper. I think in a lot of games he's probably getting a whistle on that one.
But I'm glad they did it, because that would feel like a bailout a little bit to me.
I agree. We get a timeout on the floor here. Full timeout is the call. Back in 60 seconds, minute 35 to play in the first, 11-7. Columbia leads on WKHM. It's minute 35 to play in the first, 11-7. Columbia leads on WKHM. It's minute 35 to play in the first, 11-7.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Five seconds to play here, first quarter, 11-7. Columbia Central leads. 6-0 run for the Comets to take the advantage. And Derek Sanders with 9 first quarter points so far. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 9 points and doing a great job on Luke Soper.
Yeah, he's working on both ends of the floor. Out of the corner, drives baseline, gets a step. This time they are going to call the offensive foul. And it was Channing Hall who stepped up to take that charge on the baseline. As Sanders got a step. Hall jumped in.
Yeah, that was a good job. That was very similar to the last time. Didn't get the call last time.
Minute 25, Comet ball. Channing Hall crosses over to the right wing. Down the corner for Wooster. Wooster's going to dribble out of there. Now makes it into the elbow. Pump fakes. Back cut. Soper. Sanders. Good hands. Knocks it away. Definitely defending the back cut better there. Columbia Central ball. High post for Gorton. Back to the basket. Double team comes into the corner. 3-point look. Long. Rebounded by the Comets. Missed triple there by Trent Troyer. Hanover Horton quickly up the floor. Wooster on the right wing. It's Hall at the top right wing. Now Soper gets off a screen. Off the dribble. Picks it up. Goes to the top. J.J. Russ there. Back cut. Wooster gets a step and finishes with the left hand in the lane. Jack Wooster with his first bucket, and it's a 11-9 deficit for the Comets. 35 to play in the first quarter. Look like they're going to hold it out for one here for Columbia Central. Sanders in the corner, goes baseline, backs it back out. Now right side for David Monroe. He scoops it into the corner. Troyer back out to the top in the hands of Scheel. Right side Monroe now into the corner again for Troyer. Back Monroe. Keeping it around the perimeter, 12 seconds. They get it to Sanders here with 10. Drops it down to Gorton on the baseline. Backing in on Channing. Hall Up and under move, backs it out 3 seconds. Out the dribble, floated, no. Rebound blocked out of bounds. Soper comes and makes a stop. 11-9, Columbia Central, two-point lead here as we take a break for the end of the first quarter, 60 seconds. Second quarter coming up on WKHM.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation. From flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling, call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. 101.5 FM.
See Boyle, Brian Haynes, 11-9. Columbia Central leads here. Comets with the ball to start the second quarter. Over at the start of the second quarter at Leslie, we had a 15-6 advantage for the Blackhawks against the Dress Like Warriors. That perfect record in danger out there. Back cut again for Hanover Horton, and the layup missed by Braylon Sales. Columbia Central clears the rebound, gets it back up the floor. Sanders in the corner, goes baseline again, gets in the air with the left hand finish, no good, but he always follows the shot. This time it's Gordon with the offensive rebound. His putback attempt, no good. Sanders with another try, and he's going to get bumped and head back to the free throw line where he's 2-for-2. Right now, if you're Hanover Horton, that's got to be number one. Let's keep Sanders off the backboard on the rebounds.
And Hanover playing kind of a 2-3 zone. That's where they're getting out and getting shooters. So that underneath is open, and that's where you can hurt that.
Sanders rolls one in. Yeah, we note that a lot. When you're playing that zone, you're not matched up with a guy, so it's hard to find a body to box out in the simplest terms. But like you said, not the offense can actually operate down there too if they can make some cuts. Sanders hits both. 13-9, Golden Eagles lead right now.
Funny, as a coach, you tell people you got to find a body, but it's hard enough to get people to do that even in man. Officials timeout.
Inadvertent whistle. 7.5 to play. It's 13-9. And timing issue or something?
Clock issue, yeah. Not sure what happened, but it's going to be Hanover's ball at 7:33. Maybe they added 3 seconds. I don't know.
I didn't see either. Anyway, we're underway with 7:28 to go now. Hall over midcourt goes left side for Russ. Coming across, hands off to Soper at the top. Pump fakes to three. Sanders off to guard him. Left wing Wooster off the bench. Had a layup at the end of the first quarter. Working around the perimeter. And now we're going to whistle away from the ball. A little confab here for the officials on that call. See who they got on it.
Is that what he said?
I missed it.
Nolan Scheele, I believe.
Comets ball inbound Hall. Off a screen, Soper gets open, look in the corner, leaves it short, rebounded by the Golden Eagles. Again, Sanders running the break now and has to back it out. Good recovery by the Comets. Skipping across left side, Monroe's going to drive. He gets in the air, blocked away by Russ. Comets fast break. Lost the handle in midcourt, nearly stolen. Able to gather it. Wooster pump fakes from the left wing. Now he gets into the painted area. Sanders defending him, and now we're going to get a travel call against Wooster. Making that dribble move and then stopping. You got to keep those feet still. 6:37 to play in the half, 13-9. Golden Eagle lead with the ball.
Right now you get the feeling that the supporting cast for Hanover like they're trying to find themselves and what their role is going to be tonight.
Yeah, Shield to Monroe, back to Shield, upside into the corner. Sanders pump fakes, now takes the triple. That one's short, rebounded by the Comets, and get a little hanging back and getting a reach-in call. First one of those tonight. Probably not the last. Braylon Sales, the rebounder there for the Comets. 13-9 they trail. We got 6:18 to play in the first half.
Yes, Steve, that foul went against Jonas Mackey for Columbia.
Fresh into the game, I think.
Yep. Hop right in there and get your first stat. Foul.
Hall to the left side for Soper on the wing. About two steps behind the arc. Sanders up to guard him. They go to the top and work it back into the corner for Ross. Top of the key now for Bialy. Left side. Sales, and now Soper at the top. Looking around, surveying now. It goes back to the basket. Spins into the lane. Little jump hook, no call. And rebounded by Sanders, looking to run. Off the dribble, Shield gets into the paint. Thomas trying to take a charge, no call. And the layup for Shield, and it's 15-9. Golden Eagles, 5.5 to play in the first half. Call, working left side. Ross on the wing. Soper coming to the high post, backs out to the top of the key, and now a three-point shot by Bialy.
That was way off.
Grenade. Rebound in Monroe. Bringing up the floor for the Comets, now to the top for Shield. 5:11 to play. 15-9. Golden Eagles lead it here at Hanover Horton High School.
Yeah, we're just 3 minutes into this quarter. It's 4-0 right now, Columbia.
High post for Gorton. Good hands and a knock away by Sales. Gets it away to Hall, and now we'll get a timeout from the Comets bench. Quick timeout here. We'll take 30 seconds. 5 to play when we come back. 15-9. Golden Eagles on WKHM. 5 to play when we come back. 15-9.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
10-0 run in that game at Leslie. Grasslake led it 16-15 on our last update. Comets trail here with the ball out of the timeout. Soper's got it at the top. Screen from Ross. He's going to go away from it. Now right side for Hall. From the wing. Going high post for Soper. Nope. Backs it back out to Sales. Trying to go off the dribble. He backs it back out right side now for Bialy. Soper was cutting across open for a moment. Sanders chasing him down there. Soper will drift over into the corner and off the dribble and go into the basket as Russ gets one up. Odd angle, tough angle, and missed the shot. Rebounded by the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, leading 15-9. Shield fakes the three, drives into the elbow. Jumper no good. Rebounded. Gorton, his second chance no good, and Soper will clear it out of there.
Getting a lot of little near misses from both teams.
From the wing here, Russ picks it over his head for the Comets. Now working around to the middle of the floor. Top of the key. Has to give it up to Soper there. A little handoff action. Soper at the 10-foot volleyball line. Now right side for Sales. Had a cutter, Russ, but knocked away by Monroe. On the run out, Shields going to go one-on-one there at the bucket with Hall. Hall changed the shot. It's missed, but tapped to Gorton. He's going to go up strong. Can't finish the shot, but we'll send Gorton to the free throw line for the Golden Eagles. And they've got a 15-9 lead and can add to it here.
I think they got Brody Bialy on that one.
Jack Gorton at the stripe with 3:37 to play. Left-hander. And that's a miss.
Jack doesn't have the typical lefty stroke that we sometimes have been accustomed to, but Jack's kind of a bruiser in there. Let's stick to our roles.
It's a different style, yeah. But missed that first free throw. He doesn't have that smooth, soft touch. Both of them miss. Rebound there, Soper. Good box out. Goes up high to get it. Squeezes it, and he'll bring it up. 3:30 to play. Comets trail by six. Luke Soper handling the rock against Derek Sanders. Goes left side for Tamblyn, and Tamblyn trying to catch Soper on the cut. Pass is too high and out of bounds. 3:22 to go. 15-9. Still a deficit here for the Comets.
Steve, I want to say Soper had 7 points in the first 2.5 minutes. Here we are about that in the second quarter and been scoreless since.
Comets playing a little zone D. Man-to-man most of the way here for Golden Eagles. Open look for Monroe from the top. Goes bank, and then it rolls around and still goes in. That's an assist for Derek Sanders on that one. A triple for Monroe, and under 3 minutes to go, they've doubled him up, 18-9. Golden Eagles on the road get into an advantage. Soper in the paint. Finding some space in there. Jumps up, gets the soft touch jump hook, and draws the foul. That'll send Luke Soper to the line for a chance at a three-point play.
And you know what? That's one where I think Monroe came over to help out, and he's the one that got Soper. Sanders has been doing a great job of just bodying him up without fouling.
Yeah, and just a strong guy, and he can match him for length.
Yep,
and
yep.
So it's really been a fun matchup, and Soper with a tough shot made there, and he's going to go to the free throw line and have a chance to add to it. That's a big bucket. They needed it big time. They were ice cold.
Yeah, and that's always a scary matchup for Coach Jake Crawford, having your best offensive weapon, having to guard the other team's best player, especially Luke Soper, who's just crafty. He can draw fouls. Now, that was a smooth lefty stroke at the free throw line, by the way.
Quintessential. 2:33 to go, 18-12. They cut it back to a six-point advantage with the three-point play by Soper. Golden Eagles in the half court. They've been successful out there. Rotation against this zone. High post. Now back out off the dribble. Shields jumper no good. Rebounded by Soper. It was going to be him or Hall. Soper took it away from him. Comets come down with a chance to cut into the lead further. Soper one-on-one. Sanders takes it off the dribble. Pull up. Sanders, great defense. Blocked the shot. On the run out, numbers for Columbia Central. Sanders can take it all the way in, and Hall tried to block, or was that Russ? Either way, it's going to be a foul call, and that'll send Derek Sanders back to the stripe. He's 4-for-4. Chance to extend the lead. 2:01 to play here in the first half.
Trying to see who they got that on. You know, hey, we've given a lot of accolades to Luke Soper, and all deserving, but I got to say on that one, he's got to get back. He kind of was complaining to the officials about the no call. In the meantime, Columbia's going the other way. You got to play on.
Sanders hits again, as he's done all night from the stripe, 19-12. His Golden Eagles lead.
Derek's 5-for-5 tonight from the stripe. And we jinxed them.
Missed it. Gordon had a chance at the rebound, and then a save under the basket by Russ. Gets it into the hands of Trent Troyer, and now he's going to get it fouled. Eagles ball from the baseline. Shields going to inbound. Minute 57 to go in the half. 19-12 lead for the Columbia Central team. Troyer from the wing. Couple jab steps. Swings into the corner. There's an open look for a triple. Too strong. Rebound. Soper had it knocked away from him. They'll call it out of bounds on Columbia Central. That'd been a chance to blow the whistle. Official swallow it. Jonas Mackey on the missed three there. Comet ball trailing by 7. Minute 43 to play in the half. Soper's going to bring it over to midcourt. That big HH Comet logo at center court. To the top right wing for Bialy. He gives it up to Russ. Russ left wing, Tamblyn. Directing the world traffic. Tough pass out to the top for Hall. Now left wing, Soper. Deep left wing. Sanders has to chase him all the way out there. Pass is loose. Russ recovers it for the Comets. 1:13 to play in the half. Bialy right wing. The dribble out of there to the top of the key. Now to Tamblyn on the left wing for a three. Nothing but net there. Big triple. Needed it. Cuts the lead to 4. 56 seconds to play in the half.
That big bucket by Tamblyn, not just because of the scoring situation, but somebody other than Soper.
Yeah. Working against the zone here, Columbia Central, 43 seconds. Shield out near midcourt. Sober's going to track him out there. Maybe look to get your hand in the dribble lane or something, knock something away. They go high post for Gorton. Makes a move to the basket. Loses his footing. And they're going to call it jump ball.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that's a jump ball. It was like they were debating between foul or travel.
Yeah.
And landed on jump ball.
That's like the bailout move. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. 29.9 seconds left in the half. Our game coverage brought to you by Tom Coffee Soft Water and Able Heating and Cooling, not to mention Wilby Transit Mix. I know I saw some Wilbys in the building today here at Hanover Horton High School, County National Bank, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center. 22-18, our score update. Grass Lake leading after trailing by, what do we have, 9-point deficit. They went on a 10-0 run to take the lead, and now they're moving further in front of the Blackhawks out there at Leslie tonight. Got one that's been tightening up a little bit here in the second quarter. 19-15 Columbia Central leads. We're out of the timeout. Columbia Central basketball from the baseline. Again, a phantom jump ball call, yeah. Kind of.
Looks like Hanover's going to man here.
I felt like it was kind of just calling a do-over. Yeah. Yeah, if you're Hanover or Horton, you just kind of want to come out and do something different. So whatever they drew up wasn't quite right. Sanders takes a tough pull-up jumper after losing control for a moment. Comets rebound the missed shot and get in the half court. Trailing by 4, 14 seconds. J.J. Russ could give it up to Bialy. 9 seconds. Off the dribble, Bialy. Back cut. Soper makes a tough catch. Makes a little pivot move. Goes up and has a shot blocked by Sanders, but we'll get a whistle on that shot block, and that'll send Sober to the line with 4.4 to go.
We have a really good angle of that, Steve, and you see Sanders saying, that's all ball, and he's right on that one.
Yeah,
but they did the old bailout. We got him with the body.
Yeah, it was right here below us, and we had a pretty good look at it. And ball don't lie, Luke Sober misses the free throw.
He doesn't miss many. Seconds.
No. 19-15, the Comets trail. Make it 19-16. The lead gets cut to 3, and we got 4.4 seconds. You look to inbound to Derek Sanders. He catches, gets a screen in the backcourt. 2 seconds. Little runner from the free throw line. Got a great look at it. And that just goes to show you, 4.4 seconds, you can get down there and get a jumper if you run fast enough. Missed the shot, though, and at 19-16 is where we'll settle at halftime. A little good back-and-forth battle here at Hanover Horton High School. Let's take a 3-minute commercial break. Come back and get the halftime stats. Again, the Golden Eagles 19, the Comets 16, here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half, and 19-16 our score here. Columbia Central got out to an early lead. They led by as many as eight.
I think so.
And able to get it cut down to three here going into the halftime break. Out-of-town scoreboard, we got Michigan Center leading East Jackson at the half, 32-22. And 27-22 is our updated score. Grass Lake leading Leslie nearing halftime in that game. Brian, 19-16. It was a little bit back and forth, but what really happened is it did turn into that battle that we had kind of anticipated in the pregame, both Sanders and Soper respectively leading their teams. How do the halftime numbers shake out here?
Well, we said there's more to it than just those two, but right now Sanders has beaten Soper 12-11. Now, as far as the rest of them, Columbia Central got an additional seven, which includes two from Nolan Scheel, two from Jack Gordon, and three from David Monroe, whereas Hanover has a deuce from Jack Wooster and a three-point shot from Brady Tamblyn.
Yeah, I think noteworthy at least a little bit is I've got Derek Sanders for two fouls and I've got Soper for zero.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And again, that's the kind of the whole Sanders is guarding Soper and whereas Hanover's playing a zone. You know, Sanders, Steve, really should have had one. They had a chance there to hold it for one shot to end the half and be up by four, and instead Sanders kind of took a quick shot with 20 seconds, which resulted in not only giving Hanover another point, but picking up that second foul with like 4 seconds to go.
Which, again, was a whistle that we say probably one you could at least swallow it if you're the officials. I don't think it was a foul in the technical sense. And especially after we watched that JV game out here, I don't know how close you were watching that, but that was pretty brutal, pretty physical. So that call, that whistle came late. But other than that, really, the officials doing a good job in a game that's going to be tough to officiate because it's pretty good teams and two defensive teams. That, I think, was the thing I didn't expect necessarily to happen at this level with that kind of defense that they played on each other. For both of those guys to be in double figures was actually surprising. Sanders did a great job defending Soper throughout that half, and I still think Columbia Central didn't get the kind of shots they really wanted to get against that zone. So the defense is kind of the story, even though those two guys, the two leaders for the team, actually did a good job of getting in the scorebook.
Yeah, I agree. Both coaches have a little adjusting to do in the second half offensively. Coach Jake Crawford, Columbia, is going to have to, as you said, figure out maybe a new plan against this Hanover zone. They did hit the glass and got a couple easy shots, and that was mostly Sanders. Jack Gordon drew a foul and got a bucket doing the same thing. But they did settle for a lot of just kind of little 15-footers, which, back in our day, that'd be fine. Nowadays, the analytics and stuff tell you don't want to just settle for 15 to 18-footers.
Right. And getting those kind of off the dribble while they're defended is not ideal. If you're getting that off of a guy made a cut or a drive to the basket and you were right there to catch and shoot, maybe a little bit better shot. Yeah, we're getting close to the second half already starting. We did have another score update. Manchester 27-25 lead over Napoleon in the start of the third there. We're going to take 3 minutes. When we come back, we'll get the second half started. 19-16 Columbia Central leads here at Hanover Horton on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, second half starts. Comet ball trailing by 3, 16-19. Hall with the ball out at midcourt. It's Hall, Soper, Russ, Tamblyn, and Bialy on the floor for the Comets with the ball. Russ from the side now out to the top. Bialy near this jump circle, left side Soper, a couple steps behind the arc. Cutting around and getting it at the top is Bialy. Hit Tamblyn kind of open in the corner for a moment for a triple. Don't get it over to him. They wait for Soper to come out and get it on the wing. He goes off the dribble. Pass the defense into the lane. Backs it out. Tamblyn open for three. Short, but gets the shooter's roll. We're tied at 19. Couple triples for Brady Tamblyn. And 19-19 tie here.
You could see he wanted it, too. He was calling for it.
They get it down to the block. Sanders, and partially blocked, doesn't get the shot away. Double team came in on the save attempt by Russ. It's going to hit the end line, and it'll say Comet ball here from the baseline. Or, excuse me, Eagle ball from the baseline. Inbounding is Carter Simpson into the corner for Sanders. Now to the top, Scheel. Put it on the deck, back it out, left thing space out again. Nothing off the inbound play, but they'll go to work. Scheel left wing. Troyer, he gets a screen into the paint. Pass to D. Scoop. Too strong. Very physical. Fouling up the play, though, and a putback is Carter Simpson. offensive rebound and 2 points there for the Eagles, 21-19.
And Hanover coming out in the second half, and man.
Top Tamlin gets another look at a triple. That one, he rushed it, missed it, rebounded Shield, and Columbia Central is going to clear it. Shield up the left sideline. Now moves into the middle of the floor screen there for Gorton. Backs back out right side. No, left side. Troyer, they're looking for Gorton on the block. Double team comes. He gets up in the air. Strong shot. Good soft touch and gets it to go. Might have even been partially blocked. But the power of Jack Gorton in a bucket there and a 4-0 run here for the Golden Eagles to put their lead out to four.
I think you're right. I think Russ did get a little piece of that. Gorton just strong.
There's a drive-by Hall spinning. Good job to even keep control and know where he was on that spin move. On the rebound by Gorton, we're going to foul from Tamlin hanging out, trying to knock it away. First team foul for the Comets in the second half. They trail 23-19, Golden Eagle ball.
Tamlin trying to say he got all ball, but he did that hammer move where, boy, it just doesn't look good.
Yeah, and sometimes the officials don't wait for contact. They see you make that, and they just blow the whistle. Shield for the Eagles going over midcourt. On the left side goes right side now for Simpson. Into the high post. Sanders makes a move to the basket. Backs it in, spins, and scores. And we're going to get a foul call. Sanders on his offensive move caught Hall in the head. He went down hard. And I think we're going to whistle against Sanders on the offensive foul call.
Yeah, it looks like he kind of gave him that off almost shoulder forearm, and it definitely didn't look good because Hall hit the deck and was holding his face. So, and yeah. I don't think that was acting. I think it was legit.
I don't think it was anything Sanders did that was egregious. Just unfortunate where his shoulder was and where Hall's head was.
Steve, that's three. Sanders will be on the floor still. Still guarding Soper.
Gets a screen. Soper into the basket, into the lane. Nice little up and under scoop move for Luke Soper. 23-21, Comets trail. Eagle ball.
You're a Hanover fan. You want to see Soper just taking it to Sanders now.
Sanders pump fakes a triple. Gives it in the corner for Simpson. He'll get it back out to Sanders at the top. Right side, Monroe. Or excuse me, that's Shield. He backs it out. Now goes left side. Sanders still working out of the perimeter. Right corner, Shield. He drives from there. Now to the high post. Gorton makes a move into the basket and drops it down. Nice feed, and they get an open look at the corner. And Simpson knocks down a triple from there. Good ball movement by the Eagles, rather, on that possession. Under five to play in the quarter. Russ gets in, swoops through the defense, and lays it up. Comets holding pace right now, 26-23 they trail, 4:43 right now.
I'd like to see more of that from Russ because he's a good athlete. I saw him dunking in warm-ups.
Yeah, he's got a dribble drive move. You know he can get a step. Troyer to Shield trying to find Sanders on the block, knocked away by Hall. Looks like he's still feeling the effects of that shoulder.
Yeah, he might have a little goose egg there tomorrow.
Yeah. You couldn't see it under his haircut, though. Shield out at the top, swings it around. Another open look for Simpson for three. That's a miss. Halfway down, it comes out. Sanders going to get that offensive rebound, though. Simpson back out on the wing. Swings it around right side. Troyer pumps, now drives. In the paint, skips across. From the wing, driving to the paint. Elevation, miss. Good defense by the Comets. Batted away from Ross, goes off his foot and out of bounds. And the Eagles will keep it on their end of the floor.
Love that hustle from Troyer. And the emotion, too.
They inbound it to Gorton outside the arc, right side. Troyer looking for the cut. Sanders gets it in deep. Goes up with a shot and a foul against Russ. They're calling it on the floor. Shot no good.
Yeah, he was adamant about that being on the floor. Coach Crawford vehemently disagreed.
It was bang, bang. I don't know if he had time to foul him on the floor before the shot went up. They inbounded Gorton again. They're running the same inbound play, it looks like. This time out, instead of the back cut, Sanders goes out, catches for a triple. No. Rebound off Soper's hands. Gorton going to keep it again. Another possession for the Golden Eagles. Saunders on the cut. Or excuse me, Sanders. Knocked away. Soper gets the loose ball down the floor to Hall. Scoops around the defense. No good. Rebound. Shield. Eagle ball. 3:45 to play in the third. 26-23 Eagle lead. Gorton loses the dribble. Hall had it for a moment. Simpson's going to get it, and a timeout from Coach Crawford.
And a good one.
keep the possession here for the Eagles. 30-second timeout here on the broadcast. 3:40 to play in the third, 26-23 Eagles on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Eagles out of the timeout, back in action, looking for Sanders at the high post. He's got three fouls, staying on the floor. I like that. Crawford going with his guy. Drive into the high post for Simpson, back it out. Sanders going to have an open look for three in the corner, and that one comes off. Rebounded by the Comets. 26-23, they trail here. We got 3:16 to play in the third quarter.
Sanders came out hitting his first three. He's 0 for 4 since from the three-point line.
Left side here for Bialy. And the Comets cut into the lane. Hall doesn't get it. They go back to Silver at the top left side. Some space for Wooster to fire for three. Missed. He gets a hand on the rebound. Gorton will peel it out of there. Sanders on the breakaway again. Dunked it last time. That one challenged by Soper. Sanders finishes anyway. Big bucket there by Derek Sanders. It's 28-23.
And Soper with the ball. Sanders guarding him. Man, Soper needs to take this to the basket and see if they can't pick up four. That would be huge.
Yeah. And he was doing that a lot in the first half, backing in there against Sanders. Why not do it now? Spins away from the defense. Picks up the dribble. Stuck in a double team. Soper has to back it out. Ross outside of the arc. Left side. Wooster on the wing. Misses a cutting. Soper goes to Russ. Pump fakes. Goes around the defense. Nice finish by Russ at the basket. A couple times we've seen him penetrate in this half. Gets that to go 28-25.
See, that was a case where Sanders was the help there, and you could tell that was kind of half-hearted. Didn't want to pick up that four.
Yep, 2:10 to play here in the third, 28-25. Columbia slowing it down in the half court. Comets comfortable to sit back here. Now Soper will come out and challenge Shield a little bit. Left side for Simpson.
I don't mind this play from Coach Crawford. Kind of protect Sanders with his three fouls.
Shorten the game up a little bit. Minute 48 to go here in the third. Soper coming out to challenge. But again, they go left side for Simpson. And now he's going to go into action. Bialy coming out to pressure. Soper to pressure Shield near midcourt. Simpson left side. Now they go to Sanders down on the wing. Russ out to check him. Back out to Simpson. Minute and a half left. Center circle here. Shield challenged by Soper coming out to pressure. Gorton down to the block for Troyer off the dribble, and he gets a shot up. Makes it. Good move by Troyer down there. Well defended by Hall, but he just did a good job making a shot. Minute 10, 30-25, Eagle lead. Skip pass, Wooster at the top. Pump fake, no shot. Right wing, Bialy. Wooster on the cut. Bialy tried to thread the needle. Gorton with the steal. Columbia Central ball with under a minute to play in the third.
Steve, not only did they waste some time, but it kind of brought that Hanover zone out and left a little open lane for that easy bucket, too.
And again, slowing it down here, Columbia go to the high post for Gorton. Mishandled the dribble a little bit, and they do get him for the commonly called carrying. Missed dribble.
Steve, I almost wonder if our fouls on Sanders isn't correct, because with three fouls, 42 seconds playing defense, you'd think maybe Coach Crawford would have got him out if he has three.
Get some score updates here. Fourth quarter, Napoleon 36-34 lead against Manchester. Jonesville 32-20 home against Homer in the update. There's a corner triple for the Comets, and knockdown three. Braylon Sales hits, and it's a 30-28 game. 22 seconds. Sanders off the dribble. Pull up on the baseline. Long. Rebounded by Wooster. Pressured by Gordy. Makes the steal.
And the hoop.
Puts it up, and it's 32-28. Layup for Jack Gorton. And again, kind of paying off to hang down there and pressure the rebounder. Now we'll get an offensive foul against Soper. Pushing off with the right arm while he dribbled with the left. And I see what the official called there. Soper's angry about it. This is only his first foul, but he turns back over to Columbia with 2.9 to play here in the third. 32-28 our score.
He definitely gave him that little chicken wing.
Even if he just had out there to protect, they get into Sanders, pulls up a three, off front rim. Buzzer sounds, three of them in the books, 32-28. That's a four-point deficit for Hanover Horton at home against Columbia Central, and we're back in 60 seconds with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399979.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Our live coverage tonight brought to you by Hanover Horton Schools, Columbia Central Schools as well. And they've given us a good one so far. 32-28 is the lead for the Golden Eagles. They'll get the ball to start the fourth quarter here. Derek Sanders standing the whole time with three fouls. Michigan Center 56-38 lead over EJ in the third. Jonesville 36-22 over Homer in the third. And Grass Lake had gotten out to a 28-22 lead in the third over at Leslie. High post for Sanders, knocked away. Great defense. Hall Soper in the open court and take it all the way in. Had it stripped away. Great defense there by Monroe. Now the other way, Troyer on the wing. Monroe. Golden Eagles got the ball back after turning it over, and Shiel will set up near midcourt where he's been kind of settling in there as Columbia Central's kind of shortened this game here in the half court. Monroe over left side for Gorton. Back out to Monroe. There is Shiel out on the wing. Soper coming out to pressure him. That foul at the end of the third was Soper's first, right?
Yeah, yep.
She can be aggressive. Sanders on the baseline. Now back out to Monroe. Now Shiel again at the top. Patience here by the Golden Eagles. Leading by four with 7:10 to play now in the game.
Yeah, Steve, again, this does two things. As you say, shorten the game, and it does extend that Hanover zone. And I do think Columbia will attack. Mm-hmm.
And there's a mishandle. Near turnover, Sanders comes out to grab the loose ball. Goes high post for Troyer. Back out to Sanders. Left corner, Monroe drives from there into the paint. Kind of a weird runner. Tough shot. Gets it to bank from the front. And a bucket for Monroe and a 34-28 lead. Back out to six, which is what, kind of where it's been most of the game for Columbia.
I think Monroe wanted to pass that and realized there was nobody there. Had to kind of flip it up at the last second.
Wooster's got it for the Comets. Now getting a back cut for Hall. He's pushed down there. No call. So Soper gets a look at the three. Fires it maybe a little quick. Rebounded by Shiel. And Golden Eagles get the ball back. Soper pressuring Shiel at the backcourt. He lost it for a moment. He's going to bring it up to the timeline. The official wasn't even counting that 10-second count. 6:07 to play, a 34-28 lead for the Eagles. Off to the top for Monroe. He works over to the right wing, now back to the top, looking for Shield Soper out to play the passing lane. Shield does get it back, though. Into the corner, three-pointer for Sanders is short. Long rebound out to Monroe. He'll take a long two-point jumper, knock it down. Maybe ill-advised there on the shot, but got it to go, and it's a 36-28 lead. You make shots, you get points. I mean, that's obvious, but they get a timeout from the bench over there for the Comets on that long rebound and long two-point gun for Monroe. He had a couple of tough buckets there down that stretch, but they stretch it out to a 8-point advantage with 5:43 to play. We'll keep it here during the timeout.
Yeah, Steve, we talked about the two sophomores for Columbia, Monroe and Troyer, and heck, up until 3 weeks ago, Monroe was playing JV ball. And now here he is at the Camden of the Cascades making big fourth quarter buckets.
As tough a gym as there is to play in the league. End of three, Grass Lake leads Leslie 34-31. Here we've got 36-28. And a little run here by the Eagles draws a timeout from the Comets bench. And that last three-point look for Soper did look like he had been, anxious to get a shot up, and he kind of went that one a little quick. And like you said, I'm surprised that they haven't looked to get it to go down. Let's get Sanders still out guarding Soper. Back him in a little bit. Make him have to defend you at the rim.
Yeah, especially when you have three early in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where you're trying to pick up four and force him to get out of the game. But, you know, at this point, he still has three, and with 5:48 to go, or 4:43, excuse me, he can kind of play just normal ball now.
Yeah. And Hall's going to bring it up the floor now for the Comets. Gets it to Ross, back cut, Soper gets in deep. Blocked away by Sanders. He didn't shy away from contact on that one. Soper is going to commit a foul going back and pressuring the rebounder.
He's going to commit one because the officials called it. But, boy, if you ask him, I don't think he's committed a foul ever.
No.
Pretty demonstrative about his displeasure.
5:20 left in this one and an 8-point Golden Eagles lead. And they've been willing to hold on to the rock here and send possessions right wing now. Sanders, Russ coming out to challenge him. Really pressuring. Sanders gets it away. Monroe back out to Scheel. Sails out to pressure Scheel. He goes around. Dribbles down. Now pass across the lane to Gorton. And we're going to get an offensive foul call against Scheel. Hall stepped up to take the contact. Scheel had given the pass away. It was going to be a layup for Gorton, but out of control there and pile of bodies, and they get the call.
Yeah, there's a Hall in Hanover doing the dirty things, and that's not surprising if you know that last name around here. They're not afraid to mix it up.
He's going to leave tonight with some bruises. He goes down, the offense down on the block. Nice power move down there. Gets a shot up and can't hit. Rebounded by the Eagles. 4:42 to go. Still 36-28. Low scoring affair here. Good defense by both teams is the reason. And Scheel, of course, the Eagles in no rush to score as they hold on to this 8-point lead. 4.5 to go. Scheel's going to drive. Gets in the air. Through the defense. Left it short. Rebounded Sales. Trying to get away to Soper. It's knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay Comet ball.
Coach Crawford is telling Scheel, hey, that's a good take. Oh, man, Steve, right below us. It looks like free pretzels, free hot dogs.
Oh, wow.
Wish my arms were longer.
Back cut, Soper gets in deep, gets in the air, gets the bump. And is that going to be number four on Sanders?
It is.
Great cut by Soper and a good feed down to him, and he did control that one. Just a little head fake, gets the defender off his balance, gets bumped and scores it. 36-30 with 4:11 to go.
And the announcers confirm Sanders fourth.
And Soper hits the free throw and cuts the lead to five. Sanders bringing the ball up the floor. And Coach Crawford does not even seem to think for a moment that he might take his guy out. Sanders gives it up into the backcourt here for Scheel. Staying out near midcourt. And Sales with a kind of a lazy reach around knockaway attempt. Lucky he didn't get called for a foul. Monroe out on the wing. Sales out to guard him. And now there was better pressure. Scheel near midcourt working against Hall. Now right wing Sanders. Russ has been tracking him most of the second half. Sanders spin move. Gets down low. And that'll force a foul. And I think they're going to get Russ on that one again. That should be his third or fourth.
Did they get Russ?
I missed the hand
signal.
Or was
that on Sale?
They did give it to Russ his third. I saw a signal from the bench, or from the score table. Sanders heads down the wing against Russ. Gets a step baseline into the air. Leaves it short. Russ rebounds. Comets on the run. Trailing by five. There's a feed over to Wooster on the layup. Gets it up over the outstretched hands. We got a three-point contest here with 3:22 to go. Eagles bring it up. Still in front. 3:17. Monroe on the wing. Now down to the corner for Troyer. Now back out to Scheel. He's handled the ball most of the half here. He's eaten up about half of the time in this quarter. Just hanging out there in midcourt. Sanders has it. In the corner. Troyer off the dribble. Against Soper. back, reverse pivot, Soper with a hard foul. That's that kind of like, well, if you're going to foul him, make sure he doesn't make the shot. And down that deep, that's what Soper did. And Troyer went down hard, but he will get to the free throw line here.
I like that little head and shoulder fake from Troyer, too.
Free throw goes off the heel. 36-33, still our score. We're down inside of 3 minutes to play. Derek Sanders with a little conversation over with Coach Crawford. Troyer gets the second one to go, but I think he stepped over the free throw line. That is confirmed. And so no bucket there. Three-point game it remains.
Steve, don't you think if you're Hanover here with four, you just got to get it to Soper, clear out?
If
just
Sanders
let him take a, just yeah. go for it.
I don't know what the negative is if Sanders still guarding him. He fouls or you score.
And he might get a stop, but it's worth it.
Yeah. Soper's got it on the wing. Gives it up, though, to Wooster in the corner. Goes back down to Soper on the block. Getting some space. Puts it up strong. Scores it. No foul. And a bucket. See, that's a good outcome. And we got a timeout coming.
Got a here. Full.
2:30 to go. Full timeout. Let's take a minute break. 36-35. Comets within one when we come back on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jim Baker, Superintendent of Columbia Schools. At Columbia Schools, we offer an educational opportunity for every student and every learner. Our education includes progressive STEM-friendly technology implemented into the curriculum. There is STEM coursework at every level, including the Options Alternative Program. Our STEM education is just another reason your child should be a Golden Eagle. Columbia School District, empowering learners, achieving success. Find us online at myeagles.org.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, it's a one-point game here, 36-35. Eagles still in front, but a little Comet run with 2:26 to go there on the defense. High post for Gorton. Back cut, Sanders, knocked away, Ross, but recovered by Gorton. He's been there in the right place so often tonight. Troyer with an offensive move and leans a shoulder into Hall. Offensive foul call. That's about the third charge that Hall has taken. He's taking a beating out there. Smile on his face because it's a great play. 2:11 to go, and he's got a chance for his Comets to go ahead here. Wooster on the wing, looks at the triple, doesn't take. Back cut. Had Russ for a moment. Now goes to Hall on the top of the key. Goes right side. Wooster takes a deep triple. Nobody on him. No hand up. He knocks it down. 38-36 Comets. Under two to play.
First lead, I think, of the night.
It's been a while. Gorton going to work against Soper on the block. And a nice patient move by Jack Gorton. And we're tied at 38. 97 seconds to play in regulation. Tie game.
Yeah, Russ is now guarding Sanders, and that's leaving Gorton with a little mismatch down low.
Oh, Russ thought he had a back cut to Soper. Has to give it up to Wooster on the wing. Now they're coming out to guard him all the way out. Back cut Soper. What a tough pass. Soper made a good catch. Now pump fake and a layup for Russ. Soper feeding Russ on the block. 40-38. Let's see if the Comets answer here. Or excuse me, the Eagles answer. Sanders with Russ on it. He's got four fouls. Step back. Triple. No. Rebound up, and Soper goes to get it. We'll get a foul away from the ball. And that's going to go against Troyer. Comets with a two-point lead and the ball under a minute to play.
And, again, we know Sanders can knock that shot down, but, again, he's 0 for about his last seven from triple. I'd like to see him take it to the hole a little bit more.
52 seconds, Soper against Sanders, going right at him, but gives it up to Wooster on the wing again. Gorton out to guard him. Wooster gives it up to Soper at the top. Leans in with the right hand, step back. Oh, I thought he might pull that. They've got a switch. Now we give it to Wooster and get a whistle. And Detroit just come out and get called for a quick reach. 15 foul against Columbia, and that's going to send Soper to the line.
Man, and you hate to say it because he's a sophomore, because that doesn't mean a lot, but that's one where that's the not the guy you want to put at the line.
Right, you know, in this moment.
Yeah, double him, get it to somebody else, and send somebody else to make you do the damage.
Soper hits 41-38. Comets stretch their lead out to three. They've only led for a brief time here in the second half, but it's in the right time if you're a Comets fan. And Soper knocks down the pair, 42-38. They get it into Sanders. Russ pressuring all the way up the floor. Sanders in the open court. Step back, can't take the triple. Pump fake. Pull up Monroe off the dribble. No good. Rebound tapped and grabbed by Hall. Gets it away to Sales. Now Russ in the front court for the Comets. 20 seconds. Back court, Soper. They try to grab him and Troyer up. Bales tried to reach out and touch him. They didn't get him. I think somebody else got the foul call. They'll get it against, is that going to be Scheel? It is. 16.7, and Soper can kind of salt this right here. 42-38, four-point lead.
Steve, there again, Columbia had opportunity to foul somebody other than Soper and just didn't take it.
And Soper knocks it down, icing it with 43-38. Now the lead. And Soper gets the pair. A timeout quickly here. We're going to keep it on the broadcast. 16.7 seconds. You're down by six. What do you do, Brian, if you're the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, if, you know, and I'm usually a proponent, try to get any good bucket. But down by six, you do have to take a three with 16 seconds. And then follow somebody not named Soper as he's six for his last six from the line.
42-26. Jonesville way up on Homer. Shout out to Homer coach Ryan Molnix, although I'm not sure he wants a shout out for that score. Michigan Center all over East Jackson, 70-42 the final there. The out-of-town scoreboard. It's 44-38 here. Comets coming from behind in the second half and really in the fourth quarter. And we kept thinking about following Derek Sanders out, and that just didn't happen, but it hasn't mattered late in the game. Soper made enough big plays, and again, rock solid from the free throw line. Now you're hoping for miracle stuff here for Columbia.
Yeah. Hanover with a 10-point advantage here in the fourth quarter. Take this 6-point lead.
Grass Lake 41-37, leading Leslie. 4 minutes to play in the fourth out there at Leslie High School. Sanders has it on the run. In the lane, goes up and gets the quick 2-point bucket. 10 seconds left. And a little delay. They try to get it to Soper, and they'll get in his breadbasket. That'll send Luke Soper to the free throw line again. So they decide to go for the quick 2-point bucket. They had an open 3-point shooter in the corner.
And the problem with that in high school, too, Steve, is the clock doesn't stop. You know, people that watch a lot of college ball or pro ball, that clock stops after the bucket, but Hanover did a good job of just taking their time getting it in and wasting another 4 seconds.
It was only 10.3 left, I think, so you almost could have just held on to it till the clock runs out. They maybe make a 10-second call or something, but all right, here we go. Soper, 44-40 the score. Missed the first, gets the second. 5-point lead with 4.2, and that's going to do it. Call off the dogs, Tanner Horton. Sanders steps up, triple, buzzer, no good. Game, 45-40, the final. That looked like it was going to be tough on the Comets. The entire second half, a run at the right time, and they get the win. Let's take 3 minutes here in the postgame. We'll come back, get the numbers, name our player of the game. Again, Hanover Horton, a winner at home. 45-40 the final here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. 5:40 the final here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
It's always a great day to be a Comet. From our thriving fine arts programs with band, choir, and art offered to grades K through 12, to engineering classes at the middle and high school, and successful athletic programs, Hanover Horton Schools offer a special way for every student to channel their creativity. All this with a welcoming environment and caring teachers and staff ready to help every student reach their full potential. For more information, visit hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, building a brighter future, one student at a time. Go Comets!
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
This is Jamie.
And I'm Emily.
And we're from Avenue Auto.
Hey, Emily.
Yeah?
Last night, I dreamt that I was a muffler.
Then what happened?
I woke up exhausted.
Okay. Our jokes may be bad, but our selection of vehicles are exactly what you're looking for.
Avenue Auto on West Michigan Avenue, the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles. Featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $15,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years.
This concludes today's presentation of High School Hockey.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here for high school basketball. 45-40 is the final. Comets trailed most of the second half, Brian. They came out and hit a big triple, got fired up out of the halftime locker room and tied it up, but then Columbia went on a little run, and they did look like they were just going to stretch it out and hold on to that 8-point advantage. The Comets made enough plays, a couple charges on the defensive end, which came up huge, and Luke Silver being able to ice things from the free throw line, again, a luxury for a head coach if you got a guy who you know is going to go to the line in big moments and be able to knock them down.
Yeah, you talk about the huge charges. In a minute, when I give the scores, I'm not going to be mentioning Channing Hall's name because he didn't score tonight, but he did some big things to help this Hanover team seal this victory.
Yeah, massively important to what happened in turning this into a win. The Comets go to 8-5 now in the year, and it's 7-2 in the conference, and that's an important number because Columbia Central now 7-2 there at the top, and Jonesville going to get a win tonight on the road at Homer. I think it's at Homer. Anyway, 42-26 it was in the fourth, so they'll win that, and that's going to be that three-team race at the top of that side of the Cascades Conference. And so Hanover Horton with a nice win tonight that has a lot of implications for what's going to happen with the league championship at the end of the year.
Yeah, Steve, you and I saw that Jonesville team, and we were very impressed with the way they did things. So that West battle is going to come down to these three teams. Yeah. They all get to play each other again, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah. So, again, Hanrum Horton gets the win, 45-40 the final here. And, Brian, let's run down some totals.
All right. Well, for the visitors, the Golden Eagles, we had Carter Simpson had five. Trent Troyer, the sophomore, had two. Nolan Shield with two. Jack Gordon with eight. Big on the boards tonight for Jack Gordon, too. David Monroe coming off the bench with seven big points, and Derek Sanders leading the way with 16, although held to just four in the second half.
Yeah, and that was them kind of changing from going with zone to going to man-to-man, able to lock him up a little bit. Again, Columbia Central slowed the game way down in the second half. Really, in the third quarter, that last probably 2.5 minutes, they didn't care if they even took a shot, it felt like. And that did a couple things for him, like you mentioned. It kind of got him through the rest of that quarter without Derek Sanders picking up his fourth foul. He did do that in the fourth, and I don't know how that – I don't think that affected his offense any. Big ups to, though, J.J. Russ and, again, Hall.
Yeah.
And those guys who had taken on the challenge of guarding Derek Sanders. Being able to put another guy on that guy and keep Soper out of foul trouble was huge. I think Soper ended up with his first foul late in the third quarter, so he could go out and be aggressive with his game in the fourth quarter, and that's partially a thing that helped them have a good last quarter and a good late run.
Yeah, I agree. We mentioned Channing Hall and those charges he took, but it was J.J. Russ doing the guarding of Sanders in that second half, particularly in the fourth quarter when they did switch to man, and Russ did an excellent job of bothering him and forced him into some tough shots.
And you mentioned his athleticism. You know, Russ making some dunks in the warm-ups, and you got to be athletic to be able to stick with Derek Sanders, and he did have the athleticism to play him tough. Great game, Sanders, and you can really see him as the leader of this team, kind of emotionally as well as scoring-wise. Another, again, a good game for Sanders, a little less effective in the second half, and that's when Hanover Horton able to make their run. How about the numbers for the Comets?
Well, for the Comets, we had Jack Wooster with seven, including five big ones down the stretch for him. J.J. Russ with 6 points, Braylon Sale with three, Brady Tamlin hit a couple threes, ended up with six, and Luke Soper leading the way with 23.
Yeah, and again, he had 11 at the halftime break, ends up with 12 in the second half. So on a more balanced day than Derek Sanders had in that matchup we were talking about in the pregame, and well on his way to maybe eventually being the leading scorer in school history here at Hanover Horton, which is a pretty storied basketball history.
Yeah, it sure is.
So that's quite an achievement. Yeah, I did want to mention Wooster because you mentioned that big triple he hit here in the second half. He came into the game early in the first half, and right down in front of us, they kind of left him alone and backed up, and he took that three where he was kind of sitting there and nothing to do, and so he just turned and he just kind of shot it and missed. And we kind of noted right off the bench he took that shot. Similar scenario on that other one. They kind of backed off. He had enough room to take that shot. Not a super deep three, but a couple steps behind the line. Knocked it down. It was a big shot, energized the team a little bit, and so, yeah, missed that one early, but got that one late when it really mattered.
Yeah, that gave them the lead, didn't it?
It did. It gave them a two-point advantage. I think they were down one at the time.
Yeah.
So 45-40, again, the final. Let's take a two-minute break here on the postgame. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. We'll name our player of the game, and we'll talk a little bit about what we're going to do next coming up for our high school basketball coverage. Hanover Horton 45, Columbia Central 40 tonight. Comets win on WKHM back in two. Columbia Central.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here, 45-40, the final Comets win. Game they trailed most of the second half and just made a run at the right time. And a lot of people involved in that run, Channing Hall, Jack Wooster. But our player of the game tonight is going to be Luke Sober, 23 points. We don't have a rebound total, but he was big on the boards for the Comets, too. And as much as I think we wanted him to almost do more in the game, I think he is pretty patient about what he does in the offense, and he lets it come to him, and he doesn't take away from the teammates being involved in the rhythm of the game, which I think is important. Sometimes you watch basketball, and you see a lot of one-on-one, and you see a lot of individual accolades going out to guys who make moves off the dribble and take step back threes or whatever. But the high school game, the game always goes better, and you're going to win more games by playing five guys on the same page, moving the ball around quickly and cutting to the basket. All those fundamental things that they became fundamental because it matters. It's how you win. And I think the Comets still, even, you know, we mentioned the legendary coach Chad Mortimer was here. Coach Birch, same fundamentals are being taught out there and being influenced. And they're saying, you know, go out there and cut and make passes, play defense, box out, rebound. And I like to watch that kind of basketball. That's why I love the high school game.
Yeah, and in this town, if you don't do that, they'll run you out. You never get to come back. They'll put walls up.
Yeah, this is a basketball town, and they played basketball tonight for sure. And it was at times a gritty game, an ugly game. But you win ugly, and that's how you extend your season in the postseason, and the Comets have that skill set to maybe do that again this year. They're coming off a district championship win last year. I'm sure they'd love to do it again this year, and this one puts them a little step closer to that just by going out and winning. Again, missing about missing some guys on their roster. Next guy up, and that was the case tonight. And same with Columbia Central. I mean, you go lick your wounds for the weekend. You feel bad about a game that you felt like you had in your hands to win, and it gets away from you. But they should feel glad that they played with about five too few guys, or, you know, they're going deep in the bench as well and still coming out and making a great effort. And they had it, and they'll have another chance at these guys over at their gym later this year. These two teams match up again. I have it on here. February 11th at Columbia Central will be the matchup. So they'll get another chance at one another. And as we mentioned, that side of the Cascades Conference going to go through maybe these two schools with a little nod to Jonesville.
Well, Coach Birch and Coach Crawford told me before the game they expected a close game, and we haven't seemed to got a lot. We've had games where on paper we thought they were going to be good, and they haven't been great. This was just an old-fashioned rock fight, that's for sure.
Yeah. and that really was a great explanation, and rugged Cascades Conference basketball, as one of my mentors, GOC, would say. And we got a classic Cascades game tonight. Well, maybe we'll get another one on Tuesday night. Our next broadcast and the next game for the Ann Arbor Horton Comets is Tuesday at Michigan Center High School. That'll be live here on WKHM 970 AM, 101.5 FM, streaming online around the world at WKHM.com. Meanwhile, Columbia Central is next in action on Tuesday at Manchester. So they got to take that trip out to Manchester and suited up against the Dutch.
They better bundle up against the Dutch. It's going to be cold next Tuesday. That's a long bus ride.
Yeah, it is.
Hope that bus's heater doesn't break down.
You need to be sure of that. They better take one of the one of the new buses out there, because that's going to be a cold week. And Tuesday will be cold, but we'll be in the warm Ray Haynes Gymnasium, and hopefully Chad Patrick will set us up with a nice maybe we need a space heater over there. We'll have to check.
I don't think so. I think we should be okay. There could be no school, but I hope that we'll still have a game for you.
Yeah, that gym's going to be fully heated with excited fan bases for both Hanover-Horton and Michigan Center there. Good matchup always. Years and years, I've made sure when we get that schedule going for high school basketball, we got to have a Hanover-Horton Michigan Center game on there, because it always seems to be important. So we'll look forward to that on Tuesday. So for Luke and Kiera back in the studio, and the Professor Brian Haynes, any final thoughts, Prof?
Well, we were promised a good game. We got it, and I'm really looking forward to next Tuesday, because this Hanover team is fun to watch. I know the Cardinals will be too, so look forward to being with you again Tuesday, Steve.
Way different matchup, but another good one, I think. 45-40 the final here. Comets win over the Golden Eagles. And we'll wrap it up from Hanover Horton. Talk to you on Tuesday night. Thank you.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.